Welcome. I am Halcyon, and this is Hugnation. It is such a treat to be spending this moment with you. Today, the topic is inspire, don't tell. There's an old writing adage that every teacher tells you and teaches you, which is show, don't tell. You know, instead of saying he was nervous, say the gentleman was jittery and looking scurrilously around his shoulders and the paper that he was holding was making flip-flattery sounds. So yes, you showed that he was nervous instead of telling us that he's nervous. And I think that in a variation of that is important for how we conduct ourselves in the digital world. It is very tempting to try to tell people what to do. Not just the digital world, it is in life. It is so much more effective, I believe, to inspire people to take action rather than tell them to take action. And that is across the board. What inspired me to start thinking about this is the number of posts that I saw post-election that were giving phone numbers and instructions on what to do to contact people's senators, which I think is great. I think that's important information. But I could tell from the tone of the posts that what people really wanted was not just to be informative, but what people really wanted was people to take action and get fired up and feel the pain of this now and try to make a better future and to get activated and rise up. And personally, and I try to share this from a place of like, look, unsolicited advice, I think that your efforts would be more effective if rather than saying, call these numbers, instead say, I just called this number and this is what happened. I waited online, I waited on hold for this much time, and then I talked to a live person, or then I got put through a phone bank and I made these selections, and you know, I feel really good about how I was able to play a part, even however small it was. And here's the number if you want to do it yourself. Because now I've seen somebody take these actions. And if you're a friend of mine, you're someone that to some degree I trust you. So seeing you take these actions, seeing you make these steps allows me to judge or evaluate or trust that path and make the choice and go, I want to do that too. And then I get to go to that place. And in doing so, I'm empowered. I've now made the choice. I've made the steps. I am now champion of this mission instead of being a private, a pawn, doing what I'm told, which doesn't feel as exciting. And it's across the board. You know, if you tell someone to stop eating meat, how often does that work? But if you lead a plant-powered lifestyle and you're vibrant and happy and healthy, your friends that are having gut problems and are lethargic are going to be like, so you never eat meat, huh? And you don't need protein? And you'd be like, yeah. And that lets people be inspired by your path. Telling people you should compost versus sharing that, man, by composting, not only do I feel good that I'm not putting so much excess trash into the garbage and into the, what do you call them, landfills. I've now learned so much about soil, and I've learned about worms, and I've now actually can see what used to be my waste that I felt a little bit of guilt about. Now I can see it playing a role in growth and adding energy back into the system. Now that lets me go, huh, I want a little bit of that. I want to feel a little bit of that. And you know, there are some people, and you might be one of them, that does want to be told what to do, that does want someone in authority to be like, this path, don't even think about it, just do this. And you go, okay. The minute someone says, you should do this, I go, no. They go like, hey, you should take your hand off that fire that's burning you. I'm like, don't tell me what to do. It's a hard instinct. And I recognize that as I'm talking in this moment, I'm telling you what to do. Yes. But I also, in a big picture, I try to not tell people how to live their lives, but instead try to live my life the best that I can and recognize that sometimes that's not going to be what resonates with people. And sometimes it will be, and sometimes it will inspire people, and sometimes it will provide a warning to people, go, careful, don't do what that guy's doing, or you might end up like him. But that also allows me to act in passionate integrity without worrying, like, am I making a wrong choice? Probably lots of them, and history and time will tell that. So if I'm making an action that resonates with someone, it will affect them. They will respond to it. If I'm making an action that doesn't resonate with someone, maybe I'm out of alignment. Maybe I'm not actually totally broadcasting from a place of truth. And so I feel a liberation to not second guess or not try to orchestrate or manipulate how people are being seen, or try to, how can I get people to do what I want them to do? Instead, I can just do what I believe to be right and allow people to be inspired by that if they so are affected. And this became I learned this heavily during Burning Man, because when I first went, as many people often do, you're like, oh my God, that was so awesome! You have to go, you have to go, you have to go, you have to go. And so yeah, I did that for my first couple years. And then I realized that if I am dragging someone to Burning Man, a couple things happen. One is that the experience inevitably has moments that are very difficult. The dust storms won't stop. People have body discomfort for whatever reason. You know, people with stroke can't sleep because there's loud music, or, you know, whatever the issues are, Burning Man is valuable and profound because it is difficult. So if you are dragged to a scenario that ends up being uncomfortable and painful and icky and yucky, the first thing you do is blame the person that brought you there and get pissed off at me for saying you have to go. But if instead you choose to make the decision, you choose to make the commitment, you choose to take on this adventure and this challenge and this journey, then when you get to that struggle and it sucks, you are the one who took on this quest. And when you make it through, which you will, then you feel empowered. You feel strengthened. You now know that you can grow. And so instead of going the path of blame and putting your direction towards someone else, you are in charge. And so by going through that, by taking the step towards your own conscious choices, the whole experience is so much more valuable and so much more productive to your personal growth. So you may have noticed that I never say anymore, you should go to Burning Man. But very frequently I go, let me share this experience that I had. Let me share this lesson that I experienced. Let me share how inspiring this chapter was for me. And if that's something that resonates with you, then maybe you go, huh, how can I make that happen? And then you'll take on all of the obstacles in the way that we take on all of our adventures in life. And when we take on the obstacles from choice, it makes all the difference. When you go to the gym and you're like lifting weights, you're like, oh, that felt good. If you are trapped under boulders because of some cave-in, it's way less joyful and fun, and it's way less, you don't feel quite so good about it. Now you might feel good when you eventually find your way out of the darkness of the tunnel, but while you're pulling the boulders off yourself, there's probably a lot more terror involved and anger about whoever built this tunnel and things like that. I mean, in the end, we never really know what is best for someone else. We never really know what paths or decisions or choices or activism is what someone else should do. I think that inherent in that desire or need to tell someone else what they should do is an inherent lack of wisdom or a lack of comprehension of the limitations of your own perspective. Listen to the words of profound mystics and prophets and enlightened souls, they rarely tell you what you should do. They share a perspective. They demonstrate a piece and then allow you to walk to them, learn from them, embrace and be inspired by them, and go through your own growth process, because that's the only way. Otherwise, you're forever a follower and a pawn, and that is just not sustainable. So, this is what you should do. You should show, inspire, and not tell people what to do. Put yourself in the hero's position. Lead the life that is inspiring others. And blaze the trail that allows people to follow in your footsteps, and in doing so, become their own heroes. And that doesn't mean in massive heroic things. Making a phone call could be the path of a hero. So thank you for all the steps that you're doing in your heroic path. If this inspires you to make a change to your path and your actions and your journey, fantastic! And if it doesn't, well then, please. I applaud your willingness and self-confidence and passion to do it, whatever it is that you feel right. Thank you. I love you. You're watching The Archive, so thank you for releasing this energy into your world and the world, and hopefully by receiving it, amplifying it, and creating ripples of positivity and love. Man, speaking of activism, thank you for that.